Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Thabo Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing a call by a global non-governmental human rights organization, Amnesty International, for Zimbabwe to unconditionally release opposition Citizens Coalition for Change leader Jameson Timba and 78 other party youths who were arrested on Sunday while commemorating the International Day of the African Child. But first, voters in the U.S., in this U.S. presidential election, are vulnerable to bad actors using artificial intelligence to create disinformation that benefits rival politicians or promotes interests of foreign governments. VOA's Ivana Pitbosca looks at the use of AI in election 2024 in this report, narrated by Caroline Presutti.
Artificial intelligence has already made an appearance in this election, as in this computer-generated photo of Donald Trump hugging infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci, and this fake robocall of Joe Biden telling New Hampshire voters to skip their primary.
We'll need your help in electing Democrats up and down the ticket.
The timing of electoral deepfakes is what makes them so dangerous, says media expert Elaine Kmark of the Brookings Institution.
Even 24 hours before the election, someone puts out a deepfake or a piece of disinformation. It's really difficult. It's really difficult to fight back. And that could, in a close election, it could make the difference between winning and losing.
Rajul Gupta's firm Deep Media helps the Pentagon detect deepfakes, which he says are popular because they are inexpensive and easy to produce.
End to end, it takes about 15 minutes to create a deepfake. There are many free services online. If you want to pay for some of the better ones, a 30-second audio clip is maybe 2 cents.
Attorney and free speech advocate Ari Cohen.
There's been a lot of talk about Russia, but China also, especially as they are fighting in the AI arms race to try and jump ahead.
Cohen says the most sophisticated overseas operations aim to place a piece of political disinformation with influential Americans for them to pass on to others. The biggest U.S. tech firms and social media platforms have promised some voluntary self-regulation of AI in political campaigns, but no federal laws currently govern the practice.
It's very, very difficult to regulate political speech in the United States. The First Amendment protects that core political speech very strongly, and for good reason. We don't want the government putting the hands on the scale, its finger on the scale of elections.
Gupta says much of that difficulty lies in distinguishing between something that is false and something that is a characterization of an issue with which one might not agree. So how are we to know when something is a political deep fake?
And the audio quality is bad, that is a hint that it could be AI generated. It might sound kind of silly or trivial, but actually just looking for those watermarks and being able to find those watermarks quickly in images, audio, and video can, again, filter out a lot. So if you're on a video call with someone and you think they're a deepfake, ask them to spin around in their chair. And if they don't, they might be a deepfake.
Cohen says AI can be used for good in politics. It can allow candidates to reach diaspora communities in their own languages. And it can give campaigns better insight into voter behavior so they can better tailor their messaging. For Ivana Pitbosca in Washington, Caroline Presutti, VOA News.
Three Zimbabwean women in agribusiness have acquired various agricultural skills after undergoing professional internship and training in universities and organizations involved in innovation, agro-entrepreneurship and empowerment in the United States under a program initiated by the State Department. VOA's Ivan Sininga reports.
The program, dubbed Advancing Young Women Professional Fellowship Program, included a 4-week internship in Michigan with various organizations, coupled with additional seminars and training at Michigan State University and other parts of the region. Two of the women, Wendy Madzura and Caroline Wimbai Kaitano, had a brief stopover in Washington, D.C. metropolitan, where they visited Chirandu Farm, owned by Zimbabwean sisters Masi and Precious Guramatunu. Wendy, a renowned agriculturalist and head of agronomy services at Sidco Zimbabwe, says she learned a lot under the fellowship program.
We got a chance to interact with and see farmers from different sectors, as well as other agriculturalists from different areas of the value chain in agriculture. That include apiculture, horticulture. We even saw hydroponics and got a chance to see the farmers who are doing value addition, where they were even doing value addition of mushrooms, and we got a chance to appreciate how corn is produced in the United States.
Speaking on the sidelines of an event to mark the end of their program in the USA, founder and director of Carol's Seedlings and Veggies, Wimbai Caroline Kaitano, indicated that she will impart the knowledge gained on other women back home.
So when I go back home, like, what really touched me the most was the aspect of value addition. People here do not waste anything. Everything is value added, giving value to your product, knowing what it is that you're doing and giving it value.
Wimbai emphasized on the importance for women to take up agriculture as a serious business.
We want to create a business out of agriculture. It's not just about farming, but growing farming as a business. That is the whole idea of why we are here, how we can make money out of agriculture, how we can make a living out of this.
Maryland host Masi Guramatunu says it was a blessing to host the young women.
It's very exciting that I'm not a farmer by any means, so I'm going to be learning a lot from the two ladies visiting from Zimbabwe.
Wendy Feather says farming is big business worldwide.
Because here in the United States, apparently, you can buy a bundle of rape for $3 and above. You can even buy other vegetables for a lucrative return. So farming is indeed a business. It's exciting to note that the world over, people need food. So farming will never go out of fashion. You really need to embrace farming as a formidable business.
Some of the fellows were drawn from South Africa, Zambia, Rwanda, and other African nations. Evans Zeninga, VOA News, Washington, D.C.
Veteran VOA Zimbabwe journalist Lucy Yasini was laid to rest this afternoon at the Glen Forest Cemetery in Harare. Politicians, journalists, and other mourners paid their last respect, and former CCC spokesperson Gift Ostalo Siziba had this to say.
Isu kunezi matongo renyika, taiziva a courageous and a fearless veteran journalist. Lucy isu pataka tanganya ze politics. Atina kutanga kunesana nana mkave na nana mnangako. Takatanga kunesana niwa izu ananyagura tuku university tichirila mabonzo nesu. Bana Lucy ndo waka uya wachi documenta our struggle as student leaders. Your struggle is not different from the struggle in the nation. You must be known munyika. What is the struggle mu university? Vagati tauti zive kuti tanamuri student leader unopiwa mkana kuno address a press conference. Vagati tora kuvagi university ta vansa university vagati where I go media center. Vagati pa our first press conference. As a difference, yeah, Lucy was very progressive because she knew that we were young, excitable, and without knowledge. No, but if I coaching for me, they send up a corridor. But I was a press conference, I was a student president, I was a secretary general. Motaura, which was a media, which is a media, which is a media, investors.
That was former CCC spokesperson Gift Ostalo Siziba speaking to mourners in Harare. Former workmate at ZBC, Tilda Moyo, says Lucy's death is a loss to the media fraternity and that her professional work was an inspiration to young journalists in Zimbabwe.
We were like family. Chero pataka zova ku ZBC wa mwachito zvavari kuita. Takaramba takangobatana. Would meet, would share my stories, kana pani nyaya iripo, kana pani zviripo, taigara chingo communicator. So I remember when I heard that this is Lucy is not okay. Ndakambata ngatikwe chirudzi ndeipinkaza nakanda ndandiri hospital but anyway nda right. Ndikati okay, why right saka wabuda here zvanzi no I'm still in the hospital. Ndikati you know what, I'm on my way going out of the country but as soon as I come ndikuya ndichikuona. But ndakazorwadziwa ndiri kunze chiona message yekuti this is Lucy is no more. Let's learn from zvakanaka zvese zvaitwa basa raibatwa na Sis Lucy zvinotibatsira kunyanya vari muindustry kuti tizoramba tichiita se tichikura.
That was former workmate at ZBC Tilda Moyo. Lucy Yaseni, who succumbed to cancer this Monday and had worked with VOA Zimbabwe for 16 years, was laid to rest at the Glen Forest Cemetery in Harare, where colleagues, politicians and other mourners described her as a mentor who took young journalists under her wing. She will always be remembered for her sterling work. With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic, 79 CCC members who were arrested on Sunday while commemorating the Day of the African Child will spend the weekend in remand prison after their bail ruling was postponed to Tuesday. The bail hearing has already been postponed twice this week. International human rights organization Amnesty International has characterized the arrest of opposition Citizens Coalition for Change leader Jameson Timba and the party youths as part of a disturbing pattern of repression and demanded their unconditional release. The United Nations has previously raised concerns over the deteriorating human rights situation in Zimbabwe. The government has ignored this call for independent investigations of abductions, torture, and killing of opposition critics. However, Harare claims it is investigating the cases. To discuss this issue, we are joined on Skype by political analyst and ZANU-PF member, Mr. Masimba Mavaza, and on the line by independent analyst, Mr. Tim Muringai, and political analyst and consumer rights advocate, Mr. Efi Lela Ngube. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you. Welcome, Zimbabwe.
Thank you. We'll start with you, Mr. Muringai. What's your take on the way the bail hearings have been handled, seeing that it is the third time it is being postponed in 1 week?
Thank you, everybody. I mean, it is the miscarriage of justice, as we have continually been seeing ZANU-PF acting like a bully government in directing the police to go and arrest people in a private facility of which they did not have a warrant of arrest and all these other things, just by going by hearsay and what people are saying. So that's what we have been saying for a long, long time, that this kind of execution of justice should stop. We are a democratic republic, and we need the rule of law to be instilled. I mean, if people are meeting at your house and there's no commotion or cause of concern, but people just doing their own business, why should they be arrested? There was no need for that. That's an over policing of wrong things, when we have seen so many corruption deals and evidence of documentaries showing that these people have not been apprehended. But when people meet to just discuss whatever is bothering them, then they are arrested. So, yeah, we have an issue with that.
Thank you. Vama Vaza, imiwo mnoyo iwona sei nyai.
Thank you very much. Chekutanga ndechekuti nyika yeZimbabwe inyika inotevedzera mutemo zvakadaro. Saka vanava vanhu vazhinji vakasungwa vanokwana kuita makumi manomwe nemanomwe kusanganisira vatungamiriri vavo vakanga vachityora mutemo. Mutemo hauna basa kuti wauchikorera pai, asi vaityora mutemo. Kana mukaita gungano rezvematongerwo enyika, hazvina basa kumasangana pai, munofanirwa kuzivisa mapurisa mokumbira kodzero yekuti mubvumidzwe kuita musangano iwoyo. Kuita saizvozvo vana Timba vakangoungana. Chepiri ndada kuti ndikudze kuti aiwa mapurisa emuZimbabwe arova vanhu. Vanhu vamuri kuona vari kukamhina vakatyoka makumbo vaida kuedza kutiza, vamwe vaijamba ruzhowa kana yatingati pachirungu jurahoro. Saka mawiriro akanoita kune rimwe rutivi vakatyoka makumbo. Hakuna kana mumwe chete akarohwa. Paingova nevamwe vaigona kungonongedzerwa nengo yaMoses kana yatingati yabattle stick, vobva vangotaukana kuti yebattle stick iya yaita kuta yaita kunge zvinonzi munhu vanhu vanga vari kurohwa, asi hakuna vanhu vaivarohwa. Kunze kwashoma shoma vaingorohwa kuitira kuti vakwanise kucontrola the crowd. Nauti kachasamanje panyaya yekutongwa kwechibatiso, mutongi ane mvumo yekumboongorora nyaya yaapiwa. Nyaya haina haisi nyaya yadikwa. Kune vanhu vanokwana kuita makumi manomwe nemanomwe. Saka ari kutarisa munhu wega wega kuti ane kodzero here yekupiwa mari yechibatiso. Saka zvaita kuti iye ataure kuti dzokai remangwana ndanyatodzidza nekutarisa nyaya yenyu nekuona kuti inobatsirika here. Saka vamwe vakuita barira mhanya kuchema kungochema kusina nemusoro vachingotiwo vanhu vari kudzvinyirirwa, Zimbabwe yataka kudzvinyirira vanhu. Aiwa, ukachengetedza mutemo haudzvinyirirwa. Inga kunyewe bato reTCC ravachabangu ravanyube hakuna ari kumbonetsana naro nekuti vari kuedzera mutemo. Ravatimba varida kuita zvavo zvemhirizhonga vanosanganawo nemapurisa, asi pamusoro pezvese izvi hazvinei neZANU-PF. ZANU-PF handiyo inokondrola mapurisa, handiyo inochengetedza runyaro rwemuZimbabwe, handiyo inoita kuti vanhu vasungwe oro vasunungurwe. ZANU-PF itoriwo another equal actor, varikutorirawo rusununguko rwavo, varikutorirawo freedom yavo, varikutoti kana ivo vakangoungana vasina kupiwa mvumo vanosungwa. Saka mutemo unoitwa zvakafanana kuvanhu vese. Saka apa hatingashore mapurisa nekuti mapurisa ari kutedzera mutemo nenzira iri pamutemo, nenzira tinofanira kudzivisa kuti aiwa, tikasatedzera mutemo wenyika tinosungwa.
Tinotenda Vama Vaza. Tichadzoka zvekare kwamuri pamberi apo tichitarisa mataura nyaya yekuti aiwa vari kutevedzera mutemo mapurisa, asi vanhu vatiri kuona vakakuvara ava vanhu vakakuvara musi wesondo pavakasungwa. asi vakazopuwa mvumo yekuti vaende kunorapwa nezuro maneru anova musi wachishanu tichizinzwa kuti pane vana vaienda kuti vaende kunorapwa kuparenyatwa. Tichazodzoka kwamuri tichitarisa nyaya iyoyo. Sibu yegini lapana baba Ncube, sibona konko kwenzakalayo lokhu, sibona umbiko ovela Amnesty International, ungaba ngumbiko esingabona uphathisa na nxa sikhangela udubo lolo?
Yebo, kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi ngobuningi abantu emhlabeni bakhulume basole ukwephulwa kwamalungelo abantu. IZimbabwe ivele kayikudingi lokho okwenziwa ngamapholisa. Siphakathi kobuyanga, siphakathi kwendlala, sicela usizo. Iziphala zomile, amasaka kala lutho, abantu abalakudla. Okumele kube senyuzini ukuthi senza njani ukuthi lizwe livuke line, kube lemisebenzi, kusebenza izikole, izibhedlela lakho konke, hhayi ukuthi kube senyuzini ukuthi amapholisa avimbela abosopolitiki ukuthi benze lokho okulilungelo labo ngaphansi kwesisekelo sombusi, constitution. Ngakho-ke i-negative publicity le etholwa yiZimbabwe kayincedi, yenza kungatholakali osomabhizinisi abazaletha imali, yenza ukuthi kube nzima ukuthi yamukeleke njalo emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Njalo ukukhuthala kwamapholisa kuso sonke isikhathi nxa kusiza kwepolitiki kuyakhathaza kakhulu, ngoba kasibaboni bekhuthala ngendlela efanayo nxa sikhuluma ngabantu abaku-corruption, abantu abeba inkalakatha zezimali eseziguqisile izwe ngamadolo. Ngakho-ke kuyakhathaza khona lokhu esikubonayo, kodwa kuhle-ke ukuthi inhlanganiso ezinjengabo-Amnesty International nezinye inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo abantu zikuveze kahle kamhlophe ukuthi lokhu okwenzeka eZimbabwe kakukuhlanga. Kodwa-ke vele bekungadingi ukuthi kuze kufike kubo-Amnesty International. Thina ngokwethu njengabantu beZimbabwe sizakhamizi nje, upresident obusayo, o-vice president, i-cabinet, i-parliament, wonke umuntu kumele sincedisane ukuthi amalungelo ahlonitshwe.
Ncube, ngizalimisa mbijana bese liphenduka kulo ngenileyo laphana ecingweni esithinta eseBotswana. Yebo, lingenile kuhlelo.
Yebo, linjani?
Hayi, siyaphila mama, ngikhuluma lobani?
Ikhuluma loNontando Weza.
Ye, libona njani udaba lolu esixoxa ngalo namhlanje?
Udaba lolu lunzima, kuyatshengisela ukuthi hayi eZimbabwe abantu abakhululekanga izane yenza intando yayo, ngoba akula isizathu abangathi basophele amalunga e-TCC lokuthi bezibatshaye bezibaqamule esitolisini beyaliswe khona lokuya esibhedlela. Beli sibone nje ukuthi into yepolitics engelani lokwenza, ngoba ungathi uyakhayela amasela ahamba phandle, even umuntu ebulela umuntu ngeke uze umbone esekhotha eqamukile, kumbe ebekhula okutshengisa ukuthi batshaywe ngamapholisi. Even abantu abatshontshayo sebesibona amapholisi ebamba amasela lapho, abantu bayatshontsha izinkomo babona behamba kuhle, kanti waya be-TPC nxa besekhotha kumele bebetshaywa. Nxa betshaywa njalo izane yaphika ithi bona izange batshaye. Ndiyabona ukuthi lokhuyana yikuhlukumeza abaphikisayo.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu mama ngamazwi enu. Ye, kusendlebeni sizacela njalo ukuthi abakulinkundla bephendule udaba elikhuluma ngalo. Siyabonga ukuthi lingenile kuhlelo. Baba Ncube, lingagqiba laphana ngamafitshane ebelikukhuluma.
Yebo, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Bengisaqhumisa khona lapho ukuthi akudingakali ukuthi kwethuka amalungelo abantu ngale ndlela. Khona lokhu iZimbabwe kutholayo emhlabeni ukuthi ikhulunywe kabi ngezenzo zayo ezimbi kakudingakali, ngoba kuyalimaza isithunzi selizwe, kwenza osomabhizinisi abafuna ukuletha imali kudale imisebenzi, kuvuke ezomnotho bangeze elizweni. Ngakho-ke kuyadingeka ukuthi amapholisa naye wonke umuntu aziphathe ngendlela ehlonipha amalungelo abantu, balandele i-constitution evimbela izinto zona lezi esizibona sezisenziwa ngamapholisa.
Yes, siyabonga baba Ncube. Coming back to you, Mr. Mringai, do you see the government acknowledging and implementing the call by Amnesty International in brief?
Well, you cannot find a leopard changing its stripes or its colors. The one thing that we have to do as Zimbabweans is to come together. I heard Mr. Mawaza right there trying to be very intelligent by saying, oh, the CC Timba, CC Mr. Ngube, CC. No, there's opposition in unity. Zimbabweans belong to a republic, not a monarchy. So we are tired of all these things that are happening where when you're in opposition, whatever opposition you're in, we remember MRP was in the same situation before elections. We remember ZAPU people were being mistreated. So, you know, ZANU-PF wants to play this divide and conquer game. No, if we are disagreeing with ZANU-PF, there should be equal access to police or equal access to the courts. They have not been charged with anything at this moment. So why are they being remanded? Which is one thing that we are saying, it should stop. Political arrest should stop. The elections are over. I don't know why ZANU-PF, because they have failed to manage the economy because of the corruption that they are involved in. We have heard about Chivayo talking about he owns the president. We have seen the documentary where gold was jumping the border. But none of those have been apprehended. If the police are so enthusiastic to stop crime in Zimbabwe, they should arrest those people who are committing egregious financial crimes that are creating these sorry situations for our country.
Thank you, Mr. Mringai. Vama vazato tzoka kwa muri. Mchidimbu tichi pezisa chirongwa manzwa. Vamwe vataura vachi ratidza poti avasiku sianisa batore ZANU-PF ne mapurisa uyezve pachi pinda nyaya dzekuti pane nyaya dzeuori hadzisi kumanirwa nemapurisa nenzira yavari kumanyira nyaya dzakadai. Vataura zvekare paine nyaya zvakare yandataura kuti vanhu vava vanonoka kuti vatendere kuenda kuchipatara. Mungapindura nyaya idzodzo mukanguva kadiki kasara.
Maita basi. Mapurisa emuZimbabwe havasi vana chiremba. Saka kana vasina kugutsikana kuti munhu akuvara, zvinoonetsa kuti vangomhanyisa kuchipatara, nekuti havazoziva kuti vanoda kuita zano rekutiza here kana kuti vakuvara zvokwadi. Epiri ndezvekuti ZANU-PF inotoka mapurisa. Vanhu vairi vakatosiyana. Mapurisa ndeye hurumende, ZANU-PF ibato rematongerwo enyika. Uyezve ndoda kuti munzwisise kuti ZANU-PF haina chekuita navana Timba navana Chabangu. ZANU-PF inozvigadzirira izvo bato rayo ende iko zvino zvisiri kutonga. Tuchasa mukati wekutonga. Ndati mukaona vanhu vakakuvara vazhinji, vakakuvara makumbo, vakakuvara pavaiedza kusvetuka ruzhowa rwepamba pavatimba, vakanosvika pasi nemamiriro asina kunaka, vakakuvara makumbo. Hakusi kodzero yekurohwa, hazvitaridzo kurohwa, zvinongoratidza kutyoka. Asi kune vari kuita uori vasiri kusungwa. Aiwa, kana tichiziva mazita avo ngatitaurei. Mapurisa akamirira kuvasunga. Kune ZAKI, kune mapurisa, kune SAKI, kune zvipoka zvinokwana kuita zvishanu zvinongoita basa rekusunga vanhu veuori. Kumapurisa kune vecommercial unity, kune vekufrauds, kune vekuanticorruption. Saka kune mapurisa aritori muzvikwata zvakawanda vari kumirira kusunga nyanya nhundira mutsime nongedza mai nechombo dzinoita basa rekuba idzodzidzi. Saka kana kune vamunoziva asi tasungwa, endai munotaurira vareza vakatomirira kucheka nematii ese ari maviri kuti
nyika. Tinotenda vamavaza. Unfortunately, nguva ndo dzati manyei dzapera. That brings us to the end of our show. We would like to take this opportunity to thank our guests, Mr. Masimba Mavaza, Mr. Tim Muringai, and Mr. Efi Dlela Ncube. Signing off in Washington, I am Chabokan Ncube.